And we're back on Coach's Rewind with John Bowden on KDNS 94.1. Coach, ran into a buzzsaw. You knew they were going to be good. 10 starters out of 11 back a year ago, defending state champion, number one ranked. Before we get to the Trojans, the Southeast Trojans, what an epic night. What a celebration. It even gave me chills as I looked out there and saw the cheerleaders and the band performing at halftime and when you guys took the field and all of those boosters out there. Just talk about the celebration and the opening of the Matus family sports complex.
Yeah, I mean, it was a special night, obviously, you know, just, you know, one of those things that, you know, when it first got brought up about the potential of turf, you know, you think, oh, okay, that'd be cool, you know, whatever. And then to watch it all come to fruition and the generosity of the community, you know, just the work that Nemaha Sports Construction, did all summer long, the generosity of the community and obviously the Matus family and everybody else involved. Just a tremendous night to show what a community can do if they, you know, put their mind to it and just a really, really cool thing.
Coach, then you had to play the game against the defending state champions, number one ranked Southeast Saline, and they're much deserved. But you're missing a couple of key pieces on the offensive line, and Griffin Johnson and Cross Kimmer, who would have held their own against a lot of those guys. But as you went back and looked at the film this weekend, what do you want to work on? What did you find from that game? There's always 50-0 looks horrible, and I know you feel bad for the kids, and the kids didn't feel great. But there's positive things in that you can continue to go forward this season.
Yeah, I mean, the film, like, the thing about film is the film is never as bad as you thought it was and never as good as you thought. And when you turn the film on, I mean, there's things that, you know, just, we had a lot of young guys out there. We played 11 sophomores on Friday night and a freshman, you know, and that's not an excuse, by any means. It's just one of those things that, you know, when you're a young team, you know, going against a team like Southeast at that point with the returning talent they have and whatnot, it was a tall task for our guys. And, a lot of things that, we've got to improve on, not having, you know, Griffin Cross was definitely a killer, you know, up front on the O-line, D-line, you know, but, there's always positives in the sense that we're building depth, obviously, you know, for the future for some of these young guys. They're getting a great opportunity to play and whatnot. And we're going to be fine as the year progresses. We're going to keep getting better and better and better, and we're going to be in the mix when it's all said and done. But, and I told people, you know, people kept asking me, like, oh, you're going to be so good this year. I'm like, yeah, we're going to be really good. You know, I really believe we will. But we're also going to be playing a lot of young guys. And so sometimes you just don't know how, everything's going to go at times. And so, you know, we just got to keep getting better. We got to keep our head in the ground and stay consistent in our approach and how we do things. And, you know, we'll be okay.
Coach, in comes the Phillipsburg Panther team that lost a ton of kids also last year, but speed is kind of their rule this year. Got a great coach, Coach Coombs, and they're 1-2 this year, kind of let one slip away, actually let a couple slip away the last couple weeks. But what do you see in the Phillipsburg Panthers coming into the Matus family complex this week?
Yeah, I mean, just super disciplined. Obviously, when you play a flex zone team, they're super disciplined in how they approach things. They get off the football hard and they play hard, and you know, those are all things that you would see from any type of flex bone team. And obviously Coach Coombs is from Phillipsburg, and then he played under Coach Covington, and then went to coach at Hoisington with Coach Barrett. And so, you know, discipline is something that's probably really ingrained in their program, and you can see it with how their kids do things. So tough physical team, and you know, we got to play well.
Coach, much appreciated, and best of luck against the Panthers and then district the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.